NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, presents The Space Story. We tend to think of space as empty, with the occasional planet or asteroid circling through an otherwise pristine vacuum. But the solar system actually has its own kind of weather, which pervades all that seemingly empty space and has its origins in the sun's upper atmosphere, or corona. Edward Smith is a scientist at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
The thing that usually isn't obvious from looking at photographs or even looking at the sun at time of eclipses is the fact that the upper atmosphere of the sun is not stationary but is moving outward. The top of the corona is continually escaping from the sun. It's being accelerated, and it forms essentially a wind which blows outwards away from the sun. Sun is losing mass then continually, not a lot, but enough to be important. And this outflow is called the solar wind.
The solar wind is made of charged atomic particles streaming away from the sun at speeds of hundreds of miles per second. Like other winds, the best way to study this one is to go outside. So in 1990, the European Space Agency and NASA launched a spacecraft where no probe had gone before, to explore the polar regions of the sun. As familiar as the sun is, our view of it is limited to the narrow band in which the Earth orbits. Ulysses will travel under the south pole of the sun, then up and over the north pole. Scientists expect that exploring these high latitudes will yield new information about our local star. Smith, who is NASA's project scientist for Ulysses, says it isn't for lack of interest that we've never sent a spacecraft around the sun's poles. It's just that they're very hard to reach.
You can't simply launch from the Earth and go, say, into a polar orbit, which would carry you up to high latitude regions of the sun, or as we're doing on Ulysses, over the polar regions. The reason for that is that the motion of the Earth around the sun is very rapid. It's about 20 miles per second. And one would have to overcome that very high velocity. Basically, your launch platform, if you will, is moving very, very rapidly, and it's going in an equatorial direction, just opposite to what you would like.
The solution for Ulysses was to travel to Jupiter first, then use the giant planet's gravity to swing the spacecraft out and under the sun. Since then, Ulysses has returned continuous space weather reports as it voyages through the solar system. Occasionally, there have been storms.
In the middle of 1992, about 4 or 5 months after we had left Jupiter, we began to see a series of very high-speed solar wind streams. The solar wind is blowing continuously, but it doesn't blow steadily. It gusts from time to time. The normal speed is something like 400 kilometers per second, and we were beginning to see speeds that reached up to values which were about double of that.
Ulysses carries no cameras. Rather, it samples the solar wind directly. The material in this extended solar atmosphere is very sparse, only 5 atoms in a volume the size of a sugar cube. But the little material that does exist is heated to tremendous temperatures.
The reason it really extends so far into space is that it's very, very hot. The temperatures are approximately temperatures you only find way in the interior of the sun where the thermonuclear reactions are occurring. And it's been a long-standing problem to try to understand what it is that, where does that heat come from? What causes the corona in the first place? From a very fundamental point of view, people hope that the imprint of those processes may, in fact, occur in the solar wind, in which case we can learn about very fundamental processes going on the sun.
This June, Ulysses will cross into the unexplored territory beyond 70 degrees south solar latitude. Scientists expect that the solar wind will be less complicated in these regions, since it will be less affected by the sun's rotation. But we won't really know until the weather reports start coming in. This has been The Space Story, brought to you by this station and NASA. For the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, I'm Bob Tebow.